And they're screaming on and on. Then all of a sudden I'm going to take the garbage out and there's a bunch of police here. But okay. They were screaming for hours.
Right now it's 7 o'clock in the morning. What time did this start at? What did you say last night?
I don't know, 7, 8 o'clock? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it seemed like he was right out my bedroom there. It seemed like it was right out my bedroom.
Uh-huh. What was he screaming about?
I can't remember. I can't. He was just, don't you think I live here? Or don't you think? I really wasn't listening so much. But
did you go out and look and see who it was?
No.
You didn't look?
No. I just looked and it was dark. It was dark already. So it had to be, it was dark. I looked through the windows like, and I didn't, you know, a lot of times some people, but very seldom people scream around here. But, you know, I just thought it was somebody.
You didn't see where he was or anything like that?
No, I thought he was right there.
Right out your window?
Right outside my bedroom. Okay. I thought it was right there outside my bedroom.
Okay.
So then when I went out and the police were here and I went around and looked around the corner, I saw somebody standing there, but I don't know if it was police or that or somebody.
Gotcha.
And I don't know, some screen is here. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, we'll figure that.
Okay, but
that whole thing out.
I'm glad. Yeah, so.
What was your name?
Oh, 12:30, 1 o'clock, the police hit the, you know.
Knocked on the door and said, yeah, the guys had to go.
And they said, you can, we advise you to evacuate. And then we vacated.
You guys did?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you? All right. And
is this a resident that was screaming all night?
You know, I just got here. I don't know who the particular person was. And
we're going on vacation. We were worried about.
I think everything.
We wouldn't get back into the house to go get our luggage. We're leaving tonight.
Oh, where are you guys going?
We're going to New York.
Oh, very nice.
Well, but we've been out all night.
Where'd you guys end up going?
Well, what we did. We're Jewish. We went down to Santa Rosa there.
To the center there?
By the Chabad.
Uh huh.
And I know the number.
Oh,
we
perfect.
We just went in there and sat there for. 3-4 hours, then we came back here and the police was still here at 5:30, and then we went to the park and sat for another 2 hours.
Gotcha. Okay.
Did you get it washed up?
Yeah.
And you are, sir, you're?
My name is Detective Johnson with the Sheriff's Office.
Oh, okay. He just got here. The other policeman said, it's over with. Can't go there. Don't go that way.
Yeah, don't go inside there, but everything else is done.
Okay. But then, no, he said nobody got hurt.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You didn't see anybody going out? They had any weapons or anything like that with
no.
them? Or what started this whole thing?
No,
all of a sudden we started. Didn't you see all of a sudden? What was it about?
I never heard any screaming, but I heard a,
a bunch of screaming.
One time I was by the kitchen.
Yeah.
I thought I heard a gunshot.
Okay.
It sounded like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It sounded like a gunshot.
But
this man, this one person screaming on and off for hours.
Screaming for hours.
Hours.
Yes, he
never
yes,
it never stopped. Once he started with the confrontation, it would stop for a while and was quiet, and then all of a sudden it was on and on. This hours he was tired. I thought he was just.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.